This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Peter Sepp, Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union, located just outside the nation's capital. We want to get to Mr. Sepp's thoughts today on the situation involving some taxes involved in the new health care law, taxes that several major corporations say will severely hit them on their bottom line for this year and the years to come. And Pete, thanks so much for being with us.
Always a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're hearing from folks like Caterpillar, John Deere, AT&T, and several other organizations that say this isn't just going to hit them, it's going to hit them to the tune potentially of hundreds of millions of dollars. What exactly is this provision and why does it take such a big bite?
There are several provisions in the health care bill that could affect large businesses, many other small businesses, but the big one at stake right now has to do with the tax write-off that many of these companies can take for providing prescription drug coverage to their retirees. The new health care bill would take away that write-off, and so many of these companies are saying, well, we're either going to have to pay more out of pocket for this, meaning we have to restate our earnings, or we may actually have to modify or drop coverage for prescription drugs for retirees. Now, the latter decision, of course, would be a lot of trouble for taxpayers because that means that those retirees would be subsidized largely by America's taxpayers through the Medicare program,
rather than their previous employer. So the money is still and the benefits are still going to get to them. It's just a matter of who pays it. What else is in here, Pete? I know that you mentioned there are other things that affect large businesses, some small businesses. Is it specifically taxes? Is it regulation? What are business owners scratching their heads about most right now?
Many business owners are wondering just what kind of standards of coverage they will be required to provide to their employees, whether they'll qualify for some of the new tax credits for doing so, and whether it might just make sense to throw up their hands, forget about it, and force individual employees to have to deal with the mandates that will be on them. I think, too, that we're going to see a number of relatively obscure taxes come back to bite people very seriously as the bill is implemented. One of those, the medical expense deduction, the write-off that 10.5 million people take on their tax returns, will be curtailed beginning several years into the bill, and then retirees as well will have their medical expense deduction curtailed several years after that. And again, 10.5 million people take this. Every single one of them will get either a smaller deduction for their medical expenses. Maybe some won't even get a deduction at all because it's going to be a higher standard of your adjusted gross income you'll have to prove in order to take the deduction. Same thing for this Medicare hospital insurance tax increase. As advertised, it's only supposed to hit couples, for example, making $250,000 or more in taxable wages. Well, that $250,000 threshold is not indexed, in other words, not adjusted annually for increases in the cost of living. That means that as people's wages go up, just to keep up with things like inflation or other expenses, more and more folks will find themselves hitting up against that $250,000 threshold as time goes by. That means whereas you have maybe 1.5 million people who might be liable for the tax when it goes into effect a few years from now, by the end of a decade, inflation could put 4, even 5 million people under the sights of that tax.
Something tells me you don't believe that that was an oversight, that that wasn't indexed properly.
Certainly not. Other portions of our tax code are indexed for things like inflation. This was deliberately done in order to increase the revenue-raising potential of the bill. And for people who say, well, Congress would never allow inflation to get those thresholds out of control, we need to remember that out of the 34 states that have graduated income tax systems, only 14 of them protect their taxpayers from inflation. As a result, over a period of several decades, most people in these states end up paying rates that were originally reserved for the wealthiest of taxpayers. It can happen, and time slips away much more quickly than many people would think.
Pete, you mentioned that this will happen over time as the cost of living increases. There are some analysts out there who claim that right now, as a result of the current provisions in this bill, that the president has broken his pledge not to tax those making less than $250,000 a year. What have you been able to find as to whether that's true or not?
He certainly has broken that pledge. In addition to curtailing the medical expense deduction, out of that 10.5 million people who deduct it, 10.45 million make incomes of less than $200,000 right now. So that pledge is out the window as far as that provision is concerned. You add in things like the individual coverage mandates, which will hit primarily working class and lower income Americans, along with the new limits on flexible spending account contributions. All of those things will be targeted heavily toward people making less than $200,000 a year.
What about a marriage penalty? There's been some talk of that as well.
Yes, the marriage penalty in the new payroll tax is quite predatory. In fact, if you have $200,000 or more of wage income, you're subject to the new tax if you're single. But if you're married, it kicks in at $250,000. So quite clearly, there's a huge marriage penalty built in there.
Pete, let's end where we started and go back to this tax on prescription drugs, potentially. Essentially, it's a tax on companies or the taxpayers, depending on what the firms decide to do. As a result of these companies sounding the alarm about the price tag on all this, we've heard that the chairman of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Henry Waxman, basically wants these CEOs in front of Congress with internal documents. Apparently, he's not ready to concede that that's going to be the reality for these companies. What do you make of that response up on the Hill?
Very clearly, those who supported the health care bill are worried that already there may be wrinkles contained in the legislation that will make it very difficult for businesses and employees to get by. And any challenge to the claims supporters had that this would actually save people money is going to be met very aggressively. So this isn't surprising that Waxman and company are already scheduling hearings on Capitol Hill.
Are we going to be seeing more fixes, quote unquote, down the line here as some of these things come to light?
Absolutely so. The fact that technical corrections to even relatively simple tax laws are often made several years after the fact. Legislation like this, which is much more complicated, will have plenty of fixes coming down the line.
Well, we'll be watching, and thankfully we have you for analysis. Pete, thanks so much for being with us.
Take care. Thanks for having me.
Peter Sapp, Vice President for Communications at the National Taxpayers Union. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.